January 7th, 2023. It's a Watch for Pedro show. We'll be right back. Watford Pedro Show. Happy Saturday. Started off the show with John Coltrane with the Cecil Taylor Quintet doing Double Clutching. And then we had Cyrus P. Ray with Still Here Ripping. And because of those Skype engineers with their, no, Estonian software engineers with their Skype invention. Dyslexic fucking idiot, what? I got brother Cyrus P. Ray all the way from Detroit. Well, Oaktown?
Oak Park.
Oak Park. Fucking, you know, 21 years, 7 months I've been doing the show and still blowing clams, brother Cyrus. So anyway, I got turned on to you by unsolicited donate, and I dug what you did. I wanted your board, so thank you so much.
Oh yeah,
truly.
Oh please, the pleasure is all mine. This is really checking a box off for me on the dream list for sure. It's my pleasure to be here.
And okay, let's go through your journey through music, because I'm as curious as the listeners probably are. Please bring Cyrus your earliest musical recollection.
Got to be Tom and Jerry sitting in front of the tube. Taping, you know, they had those episodes where they would go to the orchestra. I would sit there with my boombox, taping that shit off.
You should tell the listeners that might not know. Tom and Jerry was a cartoon thing where, of course, cat and mouse chasing each other.
Yes.
Jerry usually getting the shit beat out of him. all the cartoons and, well, I guess they took cue off Three Stooges. It's all violent as fucking hell.
Yes, yeah, they're terrible to look at now. I was teaching those young kids and thinking I would show them. And I'm like, no way. There's no way I can show those now.
Well, you've got to just qualify if you do show them, because this shit is incredible. You know, like saws on the nose, scissors. And, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, and of course, if you put your finger in the socket, you can see the skeleton. Yeah.
So,
Pad, you grew up in, was there any instruments, musical instruments?
No. There was a couple minutes where something would come through. We, like, housed someone's piano for a minute while they were moving. Someone down the street had, like, a chord organ that we had for a minute. But, no, we didn't have anything long term.
Okay. And first album you bought with your own money?
This is a tough question. If it's money that I earned from work myself, it was
a trio. Yeah, because when you're a kid, you ain't got a lot of money. So that's why I'm curious what you would spend it on first.
Money I owned from jobbing was going to be three. I got Wagon Christ, Tally Ho, Musiques, Brace Yourself, and the Cap'n Jazz discography. So some techno and some local hero music.
Well, how old were you?
When I finally had my own bread, I was, in college, 17.
Shit, you didn't buy a record till you were in college.
Well, so here's the thing. If we're talking allowance money, then it's definitely like MC Hammer.
Oh, allowance money. Oh, yeah. Like, it is yours once they give it to you.
Yeah, well, it wasn't always the case in
okay,
my
let
rap.
Me ask
yeah.
you this. Did you wear fucking Hammer pants?
No, I wish. Oh, I wanted them so bad.
You know, he was bad boy for the A's.
Absolutely.
When he was a kid, yeah. Okay, I think he's a preacher now. So, what about school? Were you in the marching band or the choir, shit like that?
Orchestra.
Yeah. Okay, that's, yeah, you don't march, but it's part of the school thing.
Yeah, and it what, was.
What instrument?
Violin. I started violin in fourth grade, and they had it in the public school.
Yeah,
they came around with the assembly, and they're like, you can play one of these instruments.
Yeah, I ain't seen many fucking violins in the marching band. But, of course, they got different kinds of bands. So
this turned out to be a bigger problem than I knew of at the time. I wanted to play the cello. My parents were like, no way.
Why was your parents involved?
Too big instrument. Well, the thing is,
what do you
is
mean,
they
size or money?
Both. They came and showed us the instruments at school, and then it was like, your parents can rent this stuff for you, and you can participate. So they didn't actually have the instruments at the school. They offered the instruction.
Okay, so you'd have to bring in your own thing. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's a little different where I went. But I was asked to leave after 10 weeks. He said, Mr. Luna, he said I tried hard, but I was wasting it.
Who was your guy, Mr. Lula?
Luna, like Moon.
Luna. For me, it was Mr. Schlepp.
Schlepp, like
Schlepp.
Yiddish, yeah, okay.
He was a traveler.
People, that's like for a hoisting gear.
You would go from school to school.
That's a Schlepp. So Mr. Luna said, you know, Mr. White, you try hard. This is seventh grade, right? One of those things we call the elective, so we could do 10 weeks and see if we're going to get the next 10 weeks. And it was like, you know, stop wasting your time. Stop wasting my time. And he looks at the class, you know, stop wasting our time. Like, fuck, right. So I never took another music. But luckily, D. Boom wanted to play with me. So that's how I stayed in music. So let me ask you this. First gig you saw live.
Well, this is another question. If it's like live music, like a concert, it's going to be 4th of July.
Just anybody playing live that you can. Remember, it's a Watt for Pedro show. There's no hard questions. There's no wrong answers.
I'm prepared. It was 4th of July. It was 4th of July orchestra concert. You know, after the parade and everything, the orchestra, they gave a concert every year in the neighborhood. That was the first thing. It's like 3 or 4.
That's all right. You know, I just me and D. Boone's first gig we saw was T-Rex.
For sure. I'm aware.
73. I think we were 14 years old. Pretty sure.
On that line, it's like, I saw that a little bit later, like 5th grade, someone took me to go see Julio Iglesias at the same place. This is Poplar Creek Music Theater in Hoffman Estates, Illinois. Wild.
Yeah, D. Boone's pop took sat with us, too. Hare Krishna's in front of us with sparklers. It was a trip.
Beautiful.
But it wasn't but he was so tiny. He must have been like an eighth of an inch tall.
I had that experience.
It wasn't a club gig. It wasn't gigantic. It was at Long Beach Auditorium. It's where they filmed the Doc Kirshner in concerts in the back. And they tore it down. It's a Long Beach Opera House now. Let me ask you this. After school, not graduating, but in the afternoon, the basement band, the garage band, the bedroom band, did you do that?
Yes. Yeah, it was a little later. It was in high school, but yeah.
Yeah, it don't matter when. You're still in school. And so, now, do you rock with them doing violin, like a Jerry Goodman thing? Or have you made the transition?
Jean-Luc Ponty? No, but the violin was
a whole
trip.
I
wanted to be in the group, but they were like, no, we're not going to, no violin. So I went to my parents and I said, can we get a pickup for this violin so it could be electric? And they got me an amplifier and a pickup. But the deal was the cheapest amplifier was part of a strat pack, you know, where it comes with the guitar. So I got the guitar at the same time.
I think they call that a bundle, Cyrus.
Exactly. It was all over. Once I had the guitar, it was over.
Well, so different, fourths, fifths, you know, all this shit, bow, arco.
Steel strings, though, but yes,
yeah. For sure. And steel strings versus gut and shit, you know, the whole thing is kind of different. The only thing in common is it being stringed. But you're saying it was not that difficult to make the transition.
No, I was in lessons, I was taking private violin lessons all through high school, so I was able to just apply it to the
guitar. I didn't know that. I thought you were just being taught at school. Okay, so you were also getting outside instruction.
Yep.
And how was that?
And then I had,
Cyrus, let me ask you, how was that experience?
I think it was terrifying, but also good. It was like both.
Because usually it's the piano lessons that almost drive people from fucking even being into music.
What I found out was
the guests on the show that had these horrible experiences, it wasn't the idea of piano and lessons. It was usually lack of technique from the teacher.
No, the teacher was solid. And, you know, I was just afraid. I was in a situation I didn't really know how to handle at the time. But I think about it all the time now. I think in the end it was really good to go through.
You know what? They say youth is wasted on the young. You gave me this music I want to play now, sending positive vibes.
trucking school and green behind the ears. Stopped in at old Hamburger Dance to slam a couple beers. When a geezer sidled up beside me asking for a smoke, said, son, I'll offer 15 large for driving, that's no joke. Now I try to make an honest buck, but money is my weakness. My ears perk like a jockey boy, two lengths from winning Preakness. Plus at 15 grand for moving freight, there's got to be a catch. He smiled just like a rattlesnake, and blowing out his match, he told me, son, you'll need your gun. Cause what we're towing, we ain't showing to anyone. Flush that transmission, we're on a mission. So pull your truck on up and I'll get busy hitching.
We're all a contraband all across the land, smoking like a locomotive, catch us if you can. We're all a contraband out on a five-knot stand, running out of diesel fuel and running from the man. Alabama's been torn in San Fran, now we're Matamoros, speaks the Rio Grande. We've been rolling for a week, we must seem in place for trees.
We wear the heat, cause man, we're hauling contraband. Night offer on behalf of folks like me, so poor sometimes we cry to keep them laughing. And you don't need to say exactly what it is you're loading, just thank the Lord my bulldog's running 18 wheels and rolling. Now there's me and Zeke and Hank and Paco, Curtis and Habib. We drive and ship pop fiber in and never watch our speed. The interstate's a dirty place and lizards stalk the back lots. When I hear that devil's voice, I know just where I put my handcock. He said, son, let's get her done. 100 miles and running hard up 101. Dual clutch transmission and tires hissing. Humping independent freight till late, no bitching.
We're all in contraband all across the land, smoking like a locomotive, catch us if you can. We're all in contraband out on a five-knot stand, running out of evil fuel and running from command. Tallahassee, Jackson, Baton Rouge, Springfield, Albuquerque, Sarasota too. We've been running for a week and no one's stopping to take a lead.
Beware the heat, cause man, we're hauling contraband. Lights are flashing, sirens blasting in the rear view, yeah, it's true. But if you can't see my mirrors, Johnny Law, I can't see you. Bullets whizzing by the cab while alligators chew the axles. A thermos full of coffee, 20 reds and 13 Paxils. Nothing smoky, rifles high like Annie Oakley. Diesel fumes about to choke us, but no lawman ever broke us. We're all in and we're hauling, hearing Angel Gabriel calling. DOT and ICC behind us, 18 wheels and falling. They said, son, you'll have your fun, just like a pirate on the road to old Zion. You must beware, round every bend, from Chattanooga straight on through the bitter end. But until then,
we're all in contraband all across the land, smoking like a house on fire, catch it if you can. We're all in contraband out on a five-night stand, running out of diesel fuel and running from the man. We're all in contraband all across the land,
just keep on rolling, keep on rolling.
We're all in contraband all across the land. We're all in contraband all across the land.
rushed nor disassembled, not in ignorance or political fury. I've waited for something, someone who speaks of me.
For Pedro show. Start off that chunk of music with Cyrus Pire doing Sending Positive Vibes, and then Brand New from Bombas Prendon, D.C. area. I'll tell you what's funny. They got a Z there, a little new wave spelling. And then Spotsky with a Barrel of Knives / Rackish Patty / The Wee Dollop. Some Gaelic stuff there. Calls it the fadola because it's a viola's a little bigger than the violin, people, but he puts it on his arm like a fiddle, so he calls it fadola. And right now everybody think like the Cyrus Pire song Sending Positive Vibes, because he's got what's that called when there's scar tissue on your lung, fibrosis, and he's in the hospital, can't breathe, and it's some clotting and stuff and a couple strokes, but he's healing up, and just love this man so much. And, you know, he goes way back with us, Minuteman and stuff. Just love Spotsky. His daddy also was Tuskegee. I didn't find out Tuskegee Airman till he never talked about it. Only about 10 years ago he said something. Okay, after that was Mike Molnar for Sonny Osborne. Roger Clark Miller, Dream Interpretation number 60. This is Roger from Mission of Burma. Black Dahlia, this is the dwarf boss. He's got his own record. What's he called? He's got some kind of cat, Rick Champagne, like a character, right? He's playing. And then Robert Pollard, right? It's every other month. Must be a new album. Felt Not Crushed, You Go Dating. An interlude for that vital second cup of tea of the day with some chocolate on the side. He's got to be from England, right? Puppet Midnight. He's a bass man alone, too. Good happening stuff. Robert O. Cement out of the East Bay. There's Oaktown. That's what I call Oaktown. See, it came in handy somewhere, Cyrus. Rubber Batten, Arson the Bright, Slime Mine. And finally, Anthony J. Tack and Cyrus P. Ray with Duos 1 Excerpt. Okay, so now you're on the guitar. And now are you in a bedroom band, garage band, basement band?
Garage band. We started out doing guitar, drums, bass. We did that for a minute.
Power Trio.
And Power Trio expanded to quartet, added another guitar.
Well, let me ask you this about the guitar thing. Since you were having lessons outside on the violin, did you do the same thing with the guitar, where you autodidact?
Well, I mean, I didn't take three lessons came with the first guitar. After that, I didn't really go to a guitar teacher anymore.
Okay, I'm just wondering. I wasn't there, so one day I won't have to use words. I'll just reach right in your mind and fucking grab it.
Basically, I put it together on my own and also with my friends. I had a lot of friends who were also learning at the same time, so we would get together.
And probably,
you learn this chord, I learned that chord, great.
And probably like me and D. Boone, you uh-huh. probably learned off records and stuff too, right?
Radio.
Or radio, or stuff like that. But whatever, you know, dudes are already playing. And I'll tell you, I had first do it because I did that dime to the Columbia House, so it was 8 tracks, and you can't fucking lift the needle up, man. It was bullshit. But anyway, did this band have a name? Did you do gigs, or was it just a practice band?
We tried to do gigs. We were too young. We couldn't put it together. It was called Area 51, and then we changed it to MC Hexadecimal. Terrible. But also kind of cool.
Now, what kind of material were you doing? Was it original, or were you trying to copy songs off records?
It was originals. I would call it shoegaze influence. This is
no, I don't want to hear genre shit. I don't want to hear genre shit. This show fucking hates that shit. Music is music, so.
You got it.
What I wanted to know was it copying off other people like me and Deep Boone, because that's all people did in the 70s? Or was it like this new movement, punk rock people who wrote their own songs right when they were learning? I thought that was the most righteous fuck. I don't know why none of us thought of that. You know what I'm saying? It's
for sure.
Stupid.
Well, I mean, I got to learn it from you. It was learning your story and you going through everything that was like, hey, let's do it this way.
Well, you know, nobody knows, right? You don't know. If there would have been one dude in town who would have wrote his own songs. But, you know, the best dude in town was the guy who could play Black Dog the best. That was the yardstick.
Well, that's still the same, but...
Nah, I don't know. Not if you're using music for expression.
For sure.
Because you're trying to... There's nothing about how technically it comes out. It's more about the passion, I think.
Huh?
Yeah, so... Anyway, like I said, youth is wasted on the young. You got to go through it. And so, this band with the weird couple of names... Area 51, I remember that one. Yeah. It never did a gig.
We did one gig, but the thing is we switched, and we ended up adding a whole bunch of other members. We got the whole...
Yeah, but tell me about this gig. Is this your first gig, period?
No.
No,
what first
was
gig
your...
was with the expanded group. We had a bunch of horn players. Different style.
This was at somebody's house? Was it ska?
Yeah, it was ska. It was...
Remember when ska in the 90s, this is where dudes in the school band could finally be in the rock band in the garage. Yeah.
The whole band learned the parts. Anyone who could make the gig could come. Max we got was 18 people.
Wow. That's bitter.
It was pretty cool.
And where was the gig?
This gig was above a church. It was like church teen spot.
Okay. Was it a battle of the bands or something like that?
No, this was just
a gig. Okay.
Reband Bill.
And would you call it a success?
Yes. Yeah, it was the best. It was amazing.
Like, they didn't throw shit. Okay, yeah.
No, it was all our friends.
Then why did that band break up?
High school ended.
Oh, okay. Makes good sense. Good sense. And so this band you're talking about now is post-high school. This is college?
No, this was still high school.
Oh, it's still high school. Okay, so you didn't break up at the end of high school. You went and formed this other band. So, did you go to college, higher education for music, Cyrus?
Yes, eventually.
Okay, and the bands, Did you leave him behind?
Yes, sadly.
Well, yeah, it happens. Parting is such sweet sorrow. But now, what do you go to school for? What kind of music?
Modern classical music. I went to University of Illinois.
Okay, you mean you pick back up the violin? You pick the violin back up?
No, not initially. No, I didn't want to ever play it again.
Oh, you want to know? So you're talking classical guitar like Andre Segovia?
No, I didn't want to do that either at the beginning. I just wanted to write.
You didn't want to play. Out. You wanted to compose. Okay.
Yeah.
Understood. So you would have the dude schlep out your little pieces for you. Okay.
You hit it right on. Eventually,
there's nothing wrong with that.
I got to have some skin in the game. And so I got back into performing.
Well, no, but tell me about the composing part, because I'm interested in that. Because besides that, you were just playing in the garage band, right? Now you're going to come up with classical pieces and stuff.
Well, we were writing our own songs in the garage band.
Right.
So I was thinking, cool, let me learn how to do this with larger groups, different groups. Let me try and connect this with, I was learning.
Like I said earlier, music is music. So it didn't matter. Yeah, okay, I love that. I love that idea. I just fucking hate that genre shit, man. I know I might have kicked back a little hard on that because it's almost involuntary reflex, because I think the shit is ruined so much doing that shit.
I appreciate it. It's necessary. Yeah. I take the correction.
I understand Halloween, one day a year. We prove to each other we wear costumes the rest of the year. But do we have to do it within all our fucking artistic expression also? So that's just what I'm putting out there. So what did you find interesting about being a composer? Getting educated at it.
Just learning the language and learning the history. Figuring out what everyone else was doing before. Figuring out how stuff I was hearing worked.
Sure.
That was, for me, the most
interesting part. So you mean you were already prepared with the violin stuff? You could read and write good?
I could read and write in treble clef. I had to learn more clefs. Your clef, I had to learn bass clef, the middle clef.
If you were on the cello. Mm-hmm. If you're on the cello, you'd be using both those clefs.
For sure.
The only lame thing about the cello is the way you got to play it, sitting down between the legs, you know. But it is a bitching instrument. I mean, the range is fucking huge.
My best friend in high school played it. It was amazing.
Yeah, it really is. Yeah,
I loved it. It really is
an interesting kind of thing. And it's got the fifths, so you got the drama and the jumps between the strings.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
So, but you said after a while you wanted to get back to performing also.
I didn't feel cool with asking people to play something that I wasn't also involved in. It didn't feel right. I felt like I also needed to have skin in the game.
What about this? Parallel universe, like you're being educated here at the school, but on the side, maybe I play in bands for fun.
That did happen. Yeah. I did play in bands for fun on the side.
Well, I don't know. Some people might commit totally, like, fuck all this little kid shit. I'm going to be all grown up, wear big boy pants, and only be a conductor, you know.
Well, I wanted the unity that you're talking about. I mean, I wanted to just play music. I didn't want to have it be one thing in 1 minute and another thing in another minute. I wanted to have it all come together.
Well, maybe you can't do it the same minute, but life is about taking turns, maybe.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. So you exchange roles.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, I think that ends up happening fucking anyway, unless you're the total dictator asshole. And you win the lotto. I mean, a lot of people wish for that shit.
That was the energy I wanted to get away from in composing. I felt a little bit like a dictator telling everyone what to play.
No, it was just your turn. Yeah, it's more like the rudder man, I think. Somebody else is being a keel and somebody's being a bow. Look, we're at the end of the first hour. It's the way, the personal politics, of course, you know. We'll get more into it, but we're at the end of the first hour, January 7, 2023, edition WAP Pedro Show special guest, Cyrus P. Ray. Hold tight for hour two. January 7, 2023, it's the second hour of the WAP for Pedro Show. Thank you.
my bed, displays of wishes I've expressed, what means the most to me. To see my family and hold on for as long as possible, taking on these intolerable weeks, won't you spend them with me? This is where I lived and what I did. Don't forget that I existed.
Thank you.
Pedro show. Start off the second hour with Cyrus P. Ray doing Erased Marginalized Original Persons of the Electric Guitar. And then we had the Almighty Op with Sin Sin. Don't forget that I existed, in parentheses. Now, Chin Chin, is, I think it was the last show. That's how you like toast to drink in Italy. But in Japan, it's the word for cock. So watch out. Be careful for what you wish. Cyrus, back to your journey. Any memorable bands while you're being educated that you're playing on the side?
Yeah, I was in a two-piece. My friend Dave on the drums, I played the guitar. Doing fast, loud originals, terrorizing the local scene.
What was it called?
That was pretty. It was called DIY. It's impossible to search for.
Jesus, of all the names.
I remember. I know.
We played with this band. They were called California. I was going, come on. And by the way, they weren't even from here. You know what the fuck? But anyway, names are funny. I've picked
for sure.
Some terrible ones. Picked some terrible ones. So I got no one to talk. So, and did this band record? Because you didn't give me any recording.
We did record, but we just had. It was just a 7-inch.
Okay.
And it was a long time ago. I could send you one. I'll send you one in the mail if you want to hear.
Well, you know, in scope of your journey and shit, I just thought people would
be
tripping on that. I mean, was it your first time recording?
No. We recorded the ska band, and I was part of the generation. We had computers at home.
Yeah.
And, you know, we got a hold of recording software, Cakewalk.
Yeah.
And then we got a hold of CDs. You know, Five Finger Style, and we kind of just made it happen.
Before that, people were doing it on cassettes and shit.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So I'm just wondering about it. I mean, today, there's so many musicians who record. You know, in the old days, it was Grand Canyon between musicians and recording people. And that's overlapped. Part of it's, like you said, it's pewters and cheaper Moricano stuff. But I also think there's more knowledge out there.
This band DIY, this was the first time I did vinyl. That was the first time we did that.
Okay. And why no bass player?
We couldn't find. Well, I had been in something that kind of went sour, and so Dave is a real close friend, and we were like, well, let's just do this. Let's just us do this, you know.
Okay, you know, I'm just getting done with my sixth book on John Coltrane, and one reason why he went with Rashid at the end there was you don't have to worry about chord changes if you're just playing with a drummer.
Well, I mean, that did make, that was one of the results.
And there's more room in the boat, right? But then I'm thinking that poor lonely kick drum with no fatness to wrap itself up.
We amplified it.
Look, there was a band way back, I don't know if you know these cats, they were called the Flat Duo Jets. This guy named Dex
It rings a bell, but I'm not going to pretend.
Rob Weber. Rob Weber.
Okay.
His sister was in Get Steady, Mitch Easter's band, and she cancer took her. It was fucked. But he had a drummer man named Crow, and they were like the only two-piece band then. Old days of the movement. Okay. And I thought every two-piece band, like White Stripes and stuff, they all knew about this band. I think Jack knew of these guys, the Flat Duo Jets. Anyway, how long does this band last?
A couple years.
Okay. Through the school thing?
Yeah. But, I mean, the other thing that was going on during the school thing was, I mean, the track you played with Anthony J. Patak and myself, that
last
was also
hour,
going
last
on.
Hour,
kind of experimentation.
Yeah, okay. And the thing, it was called, duo excerpts.
Duos,
so
yeah.
It was two guitar players?
No, I play guitar, and Anthony's playing the theremin.
Oh, theremin, okay.
Mm-hmm.
God, Hank Rollins gave me a couple of the... That Mr. Theremin's proteges, these ladies, Rockmore. Right. Lamella Rock. One of them's like singing along with the shit. I mean, it's pretty incredible. I mean, the instrument is bitching. It really is bitching. Okay, so you were doing that too. So experimental, and then also you got your rock and roll, and then you got your classical with your instruction.
Yeah.
What school was it?
University of Illinois in Champaign-Urbana.
Oh, Champaign-Urbana, right. Well, Urbana is kind of the square part, Champaign. It's like a Bryant and College Station.
It flips every couple of years. One's
Eugene
cool, the other's not.
Springfield. Well, there's a lot of these college towns. They actually have two towns, and one's more a square town. Fighting Illini, I remember. There was a club in Champaign called Mabel's,
Yeah.
And I remember the roadie who doesn't lift stuff for REO Speedwagon came to our gig. It was like February in the snow, and he's sweating. Yeah. Look, yeah. I want to play some more of your this is just Cyrus Peewee.
in a tree. Everything got its hiding place. There's no hiding place for me. The horses and the cattle got their fields. The fish got all the sea. Everything got a hiding place, but there's no hiding place for me. It's just great tribulations and hard trials.
Watch for Pedro show start off that chunk of music with Cyrus P. Ray doing Beaten Wings of the Hawk pinned to the grill of an I-80 semi. This probably means a semi-truck, people, on the I-80 interstate freeway. Well, parts of it ain't freeway, right? Like fucking, I think, Ohio Turnpike, right? Like five exits, man. If you miss one, you got a long way to go before you can turn around. Etat 34, that means like floor, like the 34th floor, right, French? And Tenko doing in sit. Sorry for, pardon, you know, fucking up language. Even my own. Jeb Lloyd Nichols with No Hiding Place for Me. Cod Odell, Saturday Morning in B&Q. And I don't know why this cat likes to put his titles in parentheses. I mean, it's the whole fucking thing's in parentheses. Usually you have something in parentheses next to something else, right? Stupid me. And then we had ACL and Cyrus P. Ray doing Ningún Dios en las Caseros está comprando tu libertad con sangre. Yeah, with blood. Freedom with blood. Okay. You there, Cyrus?
I'm here.
Okay, because I heard a big wind rush by.
So, okay.
So, do you end up graduating from University of Illinois?
I do. I got 2 degrees, a bachelor's and a master's.
Now, what I understood, that school is mainly for doctors, but they do all kinds of stuff. Okay. So you went and got your bachelor's and master's. And what happens to you music-wise after that?
After that, well, I was trying to get the doctor, but that didn't end up working out. So we moved to New York City, and I started playing music on the street and the subway.
Is this where you met Max Jaffe?
I actually met Max Jaffe in Minneapolis about 10 years later.
Yeah, people, I found out that these people knew each other, the cat on the last episode.
Yep.
Yeah, ain't that a trip? Because why? Because next hour we're going to play a tune from Jobs, and that's one of fucking Max Jaffe's projects.
For sure. Okay.
So you go to New York City and you're playing on the street.
Yep.
That's why you go to college, people. So, besides the man alone study, do you get involved with any ensembles?
Eventually, yeah. I mean, I had friends who were there. You spoke with good friend Matt Malin a while ago.
That's right. Right. Good cat. Good cat.
Yep. He and I go all the way back to grade school. So I eventually hooked up with him, and I played saxophone for a minute in his band, Skeleton.
That was the first time? Did you just teach yourself? What, alto, tenor?
It was alto. The deal was that, again, this is the same trip in college where I was like, I need to understand more what I'm asking everyone to play, like as a composer. So I asked some of my students, what should I get into? And they were like, get the saxophone, alto saxophone. So I got one off eBay, and I basically just messed around with it. Once I was in New York, I would play in, you know, all over the place, just kind of learning my way. I don't play it right, but I play it true, if that makes sense. And
well,
then I found my way.
John Coltrane said you can play a shoestring if you're sincere.
Uh-huh. Yeah, Coltrane is, flipped my head a couple times.
You know, he started on alto, well, clarinet first as a teenager,
sure.
But then he did alto, and Eddie Cleanhead Vincent asked him to go to tenor because he was already playing alto.
I was listening. The other thing I was listening to, Due to Part of Phil Schaff every day, WKCR.
Oh, yeah.
That was an
yeah.
education.
You know, I heard, though, a good conductor is a cat who can kind of play everything.
Mm.
And also with composers, a little bit. Of uh-huh. course, mainly it's piano because you got one button for every note. But
that I can't play. I'm terrible.
Me either. But it is percussive. That's one thing going for us. Eventually, we could probably knock it out. Look, we're at the end of the second hour, January 7th, 2023 edition. Watt Peter Show special guest Cyrus P. Ray. Hold tight for hour three. January 7th, 2023, it's the third hour of the Watt for Pedro Show.
Hey!
Hot for Pedro show. Started off the third hour with Skeletons of the Kings of All Cities. Hey, what happens? Then If Bawana, Al Margolis out of Chester, New York, with Alf Runs and Runs. And then finally Marlon Roll, Cyrus P. Ray, with Monument 03. I guess it's an excerpt. So what about your New York City adventure?
Well, we were there for maybe 2.5 years, playing on the street initially. That lasted about three months. Then I got a day job cutting glass. I eventually ended up working at Roulette Intermedium, which is a long-running venue and concert series. Did sound there for a while.
Roulette, I think that's where this... I have some Tenko Live. They would do John Zorn and kind of avant-garde stuff, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I remember.
And Staley's spot.
It was around the Tonic days, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
I played Tonic. I played, you know, I ended up getting everywhere I felt like I could get.
Right, but you had to do the straight thing because that's an expensive town to live in.
I was thinking about the money we were living on, and these days I'm like, I don't know how we did it, but somehow we did it.
Right. Nowadays it's probably even 10 times that. Yeah. I can imagine, but the thing about it is it's a magnet. It draws people from all over, so there's an energy there that's really a trip.
100%. I mean, it's, you know, you make connections that last forever, and I go back all the time, or I used to. So I was really glad to be there, but then we bounced.
Yeah, I understood, but you put in a shift. How long?
Yeah, almost three years.
3 years. 3 years. And it's probably invaluable. You always carry the memories with you. And like you said, the connects and all that stuff. And you can always go back. Nels Klein's there. He's having the time of his life. Let me ask you this. When you go back, how does that change your music? Well, obviously you have different people to play with, right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, going back reminds me to keep everything.
No, I mean when you left.
Oh, okay. How did leaving change the music?
Yeah, gotcha. Your present situations change your music situation.
For sure. Well, I mean, it was, again, a total break. We moved to Minneapolis. Had to kind of start from scratch again, showing up and making connections. And I've moved all over, I mean, mostly in the Midwest. But for a while, it was like every 2-3 years to move to a different spot. So I've been in Minneapolis. I've been in Duluth. I've been in Wisconsin. I've been here in the Detroit area for about 4 years now.
Yeah, Duluth, I only played once. Not a lot of gigs there.
Well, it's beautiful. I mean, it's wonderful.
No, you know, a great band is from there, right? Low.
For sure. Absolutely. And, you know, Bob Dylan, Child at Home, there's some history
well,
there.
Nearby, right, Hibbing?
Yeah.
We lost.
No, he was born in Duluth. Then he moved to Hibbing.
But it's just across the thing. I mean, it's right there. You can see it from there.
Range.
Right, the range. And I guess low, that we lost Mimi.
Yes, absolutely.
Very sad. Well, we got so much time, people make it count.
For sure.
So bouncing around, so did you get going on like trading files over the internet? I mean, did you keep doing music with people via the internet, or you would just have to find a new batch of cats?
I would end up finding new cats. I wanted to learn who was playing on the scene, and I would just kind of show up and make friends and go from there. I would start with the man alone thing, as you call it. People would be like, I'm into that. Do you want to jam? And that's how we would do it. The files thing I've only started doing recently.
Okay.
I finally got it together.
Because that way you can actually keep in contact, right?
Yes.
You're playing with people. And, yeah, it's not the same as being in the room, but in some ways that's kind of an advantage because you get to do it more than once.
I'm excited about it, yeah.
I think you'll dig it. You know, I've been doing it like 10 years before this situation. It is interesting.
Uh-huh.
Just the combinations you can do, and like you said, I said, you can do it on your own time. So it is different than being with a person, but there is certain advantages to having a little time to work on.
That's the thing I'm doing now. ACL is my friend Ale Leonelli, who's the bass player in Buenos Aires, Argentina. We have a group we're putting together. We have a drummer in Baltimore, a drummer in Maine, and I'm still looking for another bass player, if you know anyone who's interested. But that's all files, just, you know, putting it together with files over the internet.
Yeah. I mean, you know, humans we should be able to adjust.
Yes.
What did he call it? Swerve to avoid? Yeah.
Yeah.
Something like that.
We have imaginations. We got to use them. Got to think of something that will work.
But all your stuff, I mean, the music I've got, they're not collabs. A lot of it's man alone. These recordings, right?
The record, yeah. The files I sent you are a lot of them are duos. Like, you know, me and Marlon is
right,
a duo.
Right.
Cowell and I is a duo. Anthony and I is a duo. The Still Here, Still Ripping cassette.
A cat named Kowal we're going to play next, right?
Oh, sweet. Yeah, amazing. I met him in Yokohama. Beautiful player. We're working on something together now, too.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you.
Pedro Show. Started that chunk of music. Well, last music for this edition, Pete. This is Kawhi Summer Kwandi, Cyrus P. Ray, with Live at the Air Rain Yokohama, July 13, 2004. Then we had Rock Time Bob Moses, Damon Smith duo, doing Let Your Fingers Sing the Pain. And finally, Jobs, Three Becomes Two, The Reductionist. So what's up next for you, Cyrus?
Well, still working on putting together this group I was mentioning about me and Ale on the bass and my friend Will playing drums out of Baltimore, Sammy drums out of Maine. We're doing it's like a exquisite corpse. Each person is coming up with a basic track.
That's was a listeners out there that was a surrealist kind of trip.
Sure.
Dada. Kind of artistic thing out of Europe from like 100 years ago.
That'll come together. What building about amplifiers and learning?
You're building amplifiers because I'm wondering I'm wondering what you're doing for music in Oak Park.
Oh, well, there's plenty going on here. I got a buddy running a venue, Entropy, out in Redford, and he puts on a concert series once a month. Mike Corey, beautiful violin violist.
And you've been things are happening. You've been involved in these. And then with the amplifiers, how did you get started with that?
This is going all the way back to just electronics interest and knowledge. I just wanted to build my own stuff. I know you're into customization. You know, it's like your hot rod. You're not going to keep it in stock. You got to make it work for you. So eventually I just kept building and building and reducing, and I ended up with these amplifiers that fit in a pill bottle. And I plug that into the, I go DI. I don't carry a case.
So these are tiny fucking amps.
Tiny.
What's the name of the powerful company?
4GRE.
O-R-G-E?
Letter 4, G as in golf.
Oh,
R-O-E.
I got it. Yeah, because you have it in
your E-Echo.
Email address. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Because I remember this cat gave me an amplifier. He was putting them in cigarette boxes, but you're putting them in pill bottles. Okay.
Yeah.
Why not?
Just following the Boston example.
No, who needs big the lead sled shit, you know, fucking.
Well, the big stuff is at the club. I'll plug into them and then I get the whole thing.
No, believe me, being a bass player, you don't know. This Class D thing, no. I got a fucking 1,200 watt amp that weighs 6.5 pounds from Mr. Jim Bergantino. And then
it's
I got
beautiful.
A speaker box. I never thought I'd be rocking a 212 that weighs only 40 pounds, but it's 1,200 watts. Barefoot out in England.
You got to bring the power. I mean,
yeah, but you also got to be able to fucking deal with it. When you get less younger and more frail, yeah, the schlep, having a little tinier schlep is great. So I want to check out these pill bottle things.
Please, I'll send
you. What else you got going composition-wise besides the Argentina proj?
Okay, composition-wise, I'm going all the way back to modal counterpoint. I dug out my books. I'm trying to figure out some different pathways to get from start to finish. Two-part counterpoint, three-part counterpoint.
Yeah, when I think modal, I'm thinking of so what? Miles, right?
Exactly, for sure. But this, I'm also, this is Fuchs. It's like, 1700 shit.
Okay, but, and then some pedal point, I'm thinking of John Coltrane fucking with the major and minor part of my favorite
100%.
Things. Yeah. See, because, you know, them bebop guys going through all them chords, but then you were kind of hamstrung by that a little bit. So melody and rhythm, I mean, the whole thing is a juggling thing, and it's a trip, and there's so many possibilities. That's what's beautiful about it. And I'm glad that you're excited by it and inspired to keep on keeping on it, because it helps me be the same way, Cyrus. Thank you so much.
There is no higher compliment that you could have paid me. Wow, it's amazing. Thank you.
And when you get this new stuff done, please come back on the show and let's play it and talk about it.
100%. I'll be here.
Okay. Big love. People, it's been the January 7th, 2023 edition of Watt Pedro Show. Keep you powder dry.